The Gemara says in Daf Yud Amud Aleph that all the Nevi'im, Sham Deli Yisrael, would never ever Moisif anything on the Torah except for one thing, and that is Mikra Megillah, the Yom Tov of Purim. And the Gemara says, my darish, how did they have a right to do this? So the Gemara says, they made a Kavach Chaimru. Mama Avda Secher Seminun Shira, Mimisa Mechaim Lekol Shechein. They made a Kavach Chaimru. If you say Shira Ma'avda Secher when he left Mitzrayim, Kavach Chaimru Mimisa Lechaim. And based on that Kavach Chaimru, they're misakin the Yom Tov of Purim and Kriyas and Megillah. And I think that you could perhaps be Matzia that the fact that Purim was nischadish through a Kavach Chaimer, the one Tosefes that we have on the Torah, is not b'mikra, but it was b'dafka. There is an intrinsic connection between the meat of Kavach Chaimer and the whole essence of what Purim is all about. And I think the Hasbara is like this. If you look in the Torah in Tafresh Sadi Beis, he's talking about the bracha of Harabis Rivenu that we say after Kirsa Megillah. He says that the proper girsa is to say Harabis Rivenu. And he says, not like other Rishonim where regards Hakel Harabis Rivenu. They used to say Hakel Harabis Rivenu. They add that word Kel. He says, that's not the proper gear. So why say Hakel Harabis Rivenu? You already said Elokeinu Melech Ha'ilam. So you already mentioned that in of Kel. So there's no reason to say again the word Kel before you say Harabis Rivenu. That's what the Torah says. Now, if you look in the Rambam and other Rishonim, they talk to have that gear. So Hakel Harabis Rivenu. They do end that word Kel. And the question is, what do they do with this kasha of the Torah? Why put in that word kel if you already said Elokeinu anyways? So the Bach over there is Masber, the Shitas HaRambam, like this. He says that it's true you mentioned Elokeinu, but afal picha, and it's necessary to chaza over and repeat again the Midah of Kel, because the whole Yom Tov of Purim came about through the Midah of Kel. We find in the Kapitel Chavez and Tehillim, which is the Kapitel about Purim, Esther says, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani, that Midah of Kel. Why does she refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the word Kel B'dafka? So he says that Kel represents the Midah of Chesed. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Beis, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. The Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all day, and that the Chesed is in the Midah of Kel. Kel represents the Midah of Chesed. And he says that the whole Yom Tov of Purim was a Yom Tov of Chesed, because really it was already Nigzar, Nechtam, and Bezdin, Shomayla, Lahashmin, Lahari, Lahabin, and they weren't ready for Yeshua, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechasta, Agadol, through a tremendous Chesed, he was Mashiach, so he was Mahapach, everything Latayv. So the whole Yeshua of Purim came about through an extra Midah of Chesed that we weren't right to, and being that the Midah of Chesed is reflected by the word Kel, that shame of Kel, that represents Chesed, and the whole Yom Tov of Purim is a Yom Tov of Chesed, therefore we have to mention and be Madgish the ending of Kel in the Bracha of Rabbis Rivenu, and we add that word HaKel or Rabbis Rivenu, even though we already said Elokeinu. That's the Hesber of the Bach in the Shittas HaRambam. So it's a reward that the whole Yom Tov of Purim is a Yom Tov of Chesed, a Yom Tov of Kel. Now there's a side we mentioned a couple times already, both from the Gron, the Arizal, they say that the Yid Gimel Midah Sha'atar Nidrashus Bem are Mechuvin Keneged Yid Gimel Midah Sarachimim. Each Midah corresponds to another Midah, and there's a Shaychus between these Midas. And according to their Cheshbon, the Cheshbon of the Mekubalim, the first Midah of Yid Gimel Midah Sarachimim is the Midah of Kel. Hashem Hashem is a Hakdama, the first Midah is the Midah of Kel. So the first Midah of Yud Gimel Midah Sarachim is the Midah of Kel, and the first Midah of the Yud Gimel Midah Sha'atar Nidrashus Bem is the Midah of Kal B'Chaimer. So it comes out that if the whole Yom Tov of Purim is the Yom Tov of Chesed, which is reflected by the Midah of Kel, so Mela, it's very befitting that the whole Yom Tov of Purim is introduced through the Midah of Kal B'Chaimer, because the Midah of Kal B'Chaimer is that Midah of the Yud Gimel Midah Sha'atar Nidrashus Bem, which corresponds to the Midah of Kel, which is the Midah of Chesed, which is the whole Yisayt of the Yom Tov of Purim, and being that the Yom Tov of Purim is a Yom Tov of Kel, Mela, it makes sense that the Yom Tov will be Nischadish through this Midah of Kal B'Chaimer. This is a one to seven Zermaisif on the Torah of the Nevi'im, and it came about through this Kal B'Chaimer, Mama Avdus Chesem, and Ashira, because Kal B'Chaimer represents the Midah of Kel, the Midah of Chesed, which is really the aside of the whole Yeshua of Purim.